Street this morning, starting off the new week, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 216 points, while the NASDAQ is off 67 points, and the S&P 26 points in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're searching for an answer today. I'd love to hear from you, your thoughts, your consideration on the subject. We're talking about the question, are Christians and conservatives being targeted? You might say, by whom? By the Biden administration, all the thugs with badges, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you believe we're being targeted? You believe that is the case? Do you believe that conservatives and patriots are being targeted by this administration? Absolutely. Assuredly, that is taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. The left smears Christian nationalists. And you've heard me talk about it in the past few days once or twice before. But the commentator for Politico told MSNBC that anyone who believes that our rights are derived from God is a Christian nationalist. That particular reporter, commentator, believed that our religious rights come from government, comes from the legislative body, that comes somehow from the Supreme Court. This lady said, the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, because Christian nationalists are very different, it is that they believe that their rights as Americans and as all human beings do not come from earthly authority. They do not come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court, but they come from God. Ladies and gentlemen, God gave us our human rights today. They are codified in our Bill of Rights. They're codified in our Declaration of Independence, that it's from God. And yet we find that being openly, blatantly talked about today. And as a result of that, a greater repression on Christianity and churches and pastors and conservatives in our nation today. I'm looking at one headline. ACLJ steps in after church is discriminated against and excluded from the use of public library. Let me read you just the brief blurb. The ACLJ was notified of blatantly unconstitutional policy maintained by a public library that specifically excludes religious organizations from using its spaces and meeting rooms, while permitting non-religious, non-profit governmental organizations and for-profit entities and educational institutions to use the areas. We've taken immediate action to remedy this violation. This article states, ACLJ, Jay Sekulow's organization. We represent a small church, approximately 10 people, in Miami-Dade County, Florida, that has been searching for a place to host its Sunday morning services or Wednesday night Bible studies. Upon learning that the library makes its meeting rooms and other spaces available for the use for nonprofit entities, our client reached out to the library to inquire about availability on Sunday or Wednesday nights. The church was informed that it was banned from using the library spaces because it is religious. Ladies and gentlemen, that is blatantly unconstitutional, as Jay Sekulow said, but that's an indication of where we are in American society. That's an indication where we are when it comes to the socialist Marxist left that will try to bifurcate liberties and say that they're liberties for the left and not for the conservatives and the Christians. There's a mindset that says that there's no such thing as freedom of speech. That speech must be somehow, some way scaled out, must be somehow, some way balanced. And Christians and conservatives do not have the same freedoms of speech as the woke culture today. That's the mindset. That's what we're seeing. Even to the point, ladies and gentlemen, that states are today refusing to allow Christian families adopt kids. And I'll look at the article and we'll talk about it further. But ladies and gentlemen, the whole bottom line is we're watching the curtain being drawn. We're watching the stage being set for the in the preparation for the November 5th election, just a few months away. And may I say this, and we'll talk about it further in the broadcast, I believe we're going to watch a censorship of conservative speech, a censorship of the liberties that we have, reaching a crescendo of totally silencing the voice of the conservative, the Christian, and the patriot by all platforms, social media platforms, by November, to prevent us from having a voice in what is being said about this election. I believe it's time we see conservative, Christians, and patriots. And if you want to call yourself a Republican, that's okay. But we need to stand on biblical truth. We need to stand on our Bill of Rights. We need to stand on the constitutional liberties we have. And I'm finding, ladies and gentlemen, more and more every day, fewer and fewer that's willing to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. We're watching so many today because of the repression of the voices, because of the challenge for the Christians and the conservatives. We're seeing multitudes, voices being silenced, and as I call it, going in the closet or climbing under the bed rather than standing up and being heard and be seen. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I have two comments. The first one is, when I first came from Cuba in 1960, I was 15, and I would hear my American friends say, oh, what happened in Cuba cannot happen here. And I believed that, of course. But after thinking, after being here for 60-plus years and learning more about the political situation, I am telling you, all my American friends were wrong, very wrong, because not only it will not happen here, it has happened here. We're not at the same country. So we're living under communism of a sort right now.
Absolutely.
And then item two. I'm going to quote Michael Savage, a great political commentator who is not as vigorous as he used to be years ago, but he says that a nation is defined by its language, borders, and culture. Culture. And then religion, in my opinion, this is what I add to Michael Savage. Religion is a most important part of any culture. And absolutely, we happen to have an American culture which is Christian. So unless we protect Christianity, we are losing our culture. And if we keep importing people who do not accept our religion, culture, Mm-hmm. We are destroying the country.
Absolutely. We're witnessing that on a very rapid scale, Derby. What is the answer from your perspective? And by the way, I understand there's a new venture that you're part of to try to get conservatives stand up and speak up. So, first of all, what do you think the answer is to where we stand in America? Should we be silent? Should we stand up? Should Christians and conservatives' voices be heard? And how should that take place?
Well, the thing is that most Christians are just very ignorant of the political situation. Mm-hmm. We were brainwashed not to mix religion and politics. And for a while, I believed it. Mm-hmm. But not anymore. It's been a long time that I know that religion has got to be at the forefront of our culture, our government, because we were founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
Right.
If you do not support that, then you are destroying the country.
Absolutely.
And let me see. Well, anyway, we need to speak out for our culture, mm-hmm. not to dilute our culture anymore. Immigrants need to assimilate, period. They should learn English before they come over. I knew English before they came over. I came over. My English wasn't perfect, but I was able to function in high school, no problem. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to have to teach these new immigrants English from scratch because they are uneducated.
Well, number one, Derby, they're not. Our school system, our U.S. Department of Education, and the boards of education across America are now mandated to have bilingual teachers. There's not an attempt to force the illegal invaders coming in to learn English, but to teach them their culture, teach them to honor their flag, teach them to recognize and use their language, and we've got to submit to it, surrender to it, and endure it. That's what's happening. But Derby, is there an answer? Tell me about the new political committee or assembly that's being started and that you're familiar with.
Well, it is the, I think that the best way to do it is to get Robin Lum, who is the one organizing this, to give you the details. I'm just helping to put out the word of a meeting for the Republican Assembly of Florida to organize and to fight back against the corruption of the local Republican Executive Committee, the REC in Duval County, which is controlled by Dean Black. So we have to get him out of it and have a real Republican political organization, not an establishment station.
Well, quickly, we've got about a minute left before we can take our next caller. But I understand there's the formulating of that assembly. Tell our listeners where and when, and at least that'll give them an opportunity to have a heads up and be in on the potentiality of what he's doing.
Well, you're putting me on the spot. It's either Wednesday. Is it Wednesday the 17th? This coming Wednesday or Tuesday, but it's maybe Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Okay. It is meeting at the Salem Center at 6:30. And the head or the speaker for this group, the state of Florida speaker, is going to be in town to address the audience. So we're asking everybody who can to attend. And again, I am not the organizer. I am just one of many who are trying to promote it.
Well, I commend you for that, Derby, and for the others that are doing so. And we look forward to what God will do through it because we need leaders, those that will stand for truth, those that will stand up and face the enemy and call sin, sin, and will take a stand for the correct political agenda in our own city and county as well as our nation. Derby, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
American people, the fact that it cannot happen here is wrong. It has happened, and we are in deep trouble. And I was wrong when I believed it, that it couldn't happen here. But if you believe that 60 years ago, you were wrong too. So today, we are not the same country.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
We need to pray and ask for God's divine intervention, just as in 2016. And I don't mind telling anybody any place, I believe the man that has the spine, the backbone, the tenacity, the integrity to stand for America is Donald J. Trump. And so I'm praying that God will intervene once again. Derby, thank you for your call. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over to the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, it is Lisa. And thank you, Jesus. I am going to that meeting that the previous caller spoke about. As I was telling the gentleman that answers the phone, Lord has gotten me involved in government because government translates as power in Isaiah 9:6. And it was very foolish of us Christians to get out of that realm. I mean, very, very foolish and
yes,
convenient for the devil. So we have to get back in. We have to get back in, and we have to take every position that God will elevate us in. There are positions that are wide open that you can apply for, that you can get petitions for. You don't even have to put up money. And it's my belief that the Lord will elevate us in those positions. And it's never too late, because God is always on time. He gave me that revelation 2 years ago. I apologize for being slothful. It was my own confidence I was working up. And He is always on time. So that's one thing we can do. The other thing is, call your legislatures. Call them. Give them a backbone to stand on. They get swallowed up by the spirit of evil that is in the Washington, D.C. state. And so they get overwhelmed, they get overpowered. And when we Christians call them and remind them, hey, you work for us, and I'm with you for standing against this, I'm with you for standing for pro-choice, I'm with you for standing for the freedom of America, for not funding wars that are unwinnable, then it gives them the power and the belief in themselves and the ability to pull on Jesus, allow Jesus to just shine through and be the open conduit for Him when they're out there, like Marjorie Taylor Greene does. You know, she gets that from the Lord, that you're going to kill my babies, I'm going to stand up for them. She gets that from the Lord, and so she has no fear, and she's full of faith, and we just need to help our men and women that are all in these positions that we absolutely voted for them to be in, and remind them of all of this. I hope that makes sense.
It does, absolutely, Lisa, and I'm thankful for your voice and what you're saying. What are your thoughts about Jack Hibbs, Pastor Hibbs, and his prayer at the opening of the legislative body at the U.S. House, invited by Mike Johnson, our new Speaker of the House? Have you read or heard Jack Hibbs' prayer, and what are your thoughts?
I have not. Can you tell me?
it is fascinating. In fact, listen, he pastors a pretty large church in California. I'm not familiar with this doctrinal or theological position, so I'm not embracing that because I do not know it. But I am thankful for his prayer. He said, and I'm quoting his prayer now, and I want your comments. Almighty God and Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, together we come before you in humility as a people in need of your forgiveness, your mercy, your goodness, and your grace. For these 250 years now, our fathers in this Congress have prayed guidance and protection. We stand here in humble petition that you today might do the same, that this nation and its unparalleled Constitution, your great gift of all freedom-loving people, might be renewed here and across this land as a beacon of hope to all who speak peace. I ask you, Father, to bring us this great awakening of righteousness and confidence in you, who alone are mighty to save. Hear my cry in this hour of great need, that we might be humbled and humbly blessed before you in repentance of our national sins. You, Almighty God, are the source of all wisdom, and there's no wisdom but that which comes from you. So please come upon these here who are your stewards over the business of our nation with your wisdom, which comes from above, and with your holy fear, knowing that you, your coming day of judgment draws near, when all who have been and are now in authority will answer to you, the great judge of heaven and earth, for the decisions that you that they make here in this place. I offer this prayer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our crucified Savior and resurrected Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. How do you respond to a prayer like that?
Hallelujah. Right on target. In fact, as you were reading it several times, I had to hold back tears of joy, because the Holy Spirit is absolutely going to respond to that.
Yes.
When you read the word, it has always been, we got away, they got away, they got away, they got so off base from the Lord by their own choosing. We want a king, we want a king. You know, their own choosing. And God forgave when we repent. He forgives when we humble ourselves. We repent, we ask him for intervention, and then we get out of his way and allow him to intervene.
Lisa, I want to put a footnote on what you've said and on Pastor Hibbs' prayer. As a result of that, there has been an uprising by the socialist Marxist media and the left demanding that the IRS cancel the 501c3 for Pastor Hibbs' church. Here's a headline. IRS urged to strip the megachurch tax exemption status. An atheist group is calling on the Internal Revenue Service to remove the tax-exempt status from Jack Hibbs Church. The Freedom of Religious Foundation is advocating that also. Here's another headline. California pastor Jack Hibbs answers Democrats' critics for his prayer to Congress. And it goes on to talk about what they're doing now. In fact, some of the congressional members are calling him an ill-qualified hate preacher who's pushing Christian nationalism and the nationalist agenda, according to the roll call agenda. The article continues, during a recent episode of Lighthouse Faith podcast, Pastor Jack Hibbs reacted to the Democrats' accusation, saying, "You know, I was honored to pray, and what a lot of people don't realize is that two-thirds of my prayer was simply lifted in part from an ancient prayer, so to speak, from 1774. Pastor Hibbs was referring to the first prayer of the Continental Congress given by Reverend Jacob Duke, rector of the Christ Church of Philadelphia, September the 7th, 1774. That's how they're reacting to his prayer, but it was lifted from a prayer of 1774 for the most part. And it was received, embraced, and welcomed in 1774, and is now an uprising and a rage because of that prayer, asking for God's intervention for those that are leading our nation. So, Lisa, I'm in agreement. We need to pray. We need to look up, but we need to be activated. I've said many, many, many times over the less than 100 years now, the Christians need to come out of the closet, need to get out from under the bed. We need to be salt. We need to be light. We need to stand for truth. We need to be prayed up. We need to be looking up, being ready to be lifted up, but in the meantime, standing for truth.
Amen. Lisa, Dr. Youngblood, I believe God gave me the answer for that, what you just said. Let them take away the 503C, because what was the coin in the fish's mouth for?
That's right. We need to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's.
Yes, amen. And so God, it's always all about money. Choose God or money. Choose God or money. Okay, take it. God has all the gold. God has all the money. Okay, we're just going to go deeper into God.
Yes, absolutely. We need to trust him, depend on him. You go back to the fourth chapter of the book of Nehemiah, and you find the detractors, the enemies of Nehemiah and the 49,942 people that were rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem. By the way, they did so in 52 days because they believed God. But the detractors tried to have a conspiracy. They sent them notice 10 times that we're going to come in when you least expect it. We're going to wipe you out. We're going to destroy you. We're going to kill everybody. Nehemiah told his workers, keep on working with one hand and hold your spear and swords with the other hand. And keep in mind, Nehemiah 4:20 says, our God shall fight for us. That's what I depend on. That's what I believe. That's what we need to trust in as Christians, the realization, the recognition that we are responsible for what God has given us, and not only His Word, but through His Word, this nation that God has given us, we need to take responsibility for sustaining it with God's help. Lisa, thank you so much for your call today. Thank you, and
thank
God
you,
bless
Dr.
you.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over to question or comment, please.
It's so sad to see the shift that this great nation has taken. You can see if somebody repeated a prayer that it was done a while back and it was accepted because the people have moral values. The people believe the dignity of life. But all the nonsense that has been coming, craziness, to be honest, is taking over those politicians. You know what I mean? It's just sad what's going on. I mean, let's not go too far, brother. You got a so-called Supreme Court justice that she has no clue what a woman is. In mm-hmm. order for you to know what, and she's a woman though. In order for her, for you to know, you need to be a biologist. How crazy and insane we have become. But thank God we know the truth, and it's written in the Bible that doesn't change, because God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much.
Jose, you're a target right on. That's good. Thank you so much. We're looking at the move today in society, ladies and gentlemen, where this government is trying to, in fact, I'm looking at one headline, says government launches holy war against a pastor for having church in his home. He's having prayer meeting in his home, and it's holy war been launched against him. Look at another headline. State's anti-Christian foster care program facing a court challenge. Look at another headline. A schoolgirl is forced to use the D word in a graphic sexual assignment in the classroom. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the point that we're so demoralized in America, our ethics and our values and our faith and our freedom been so encroached upon that we as Christians do not, sometimes I believe, do not recognize how far we have fallen and what we need to do as the Christian voice that once again needs to be heard. Look at a headline. Biden is trying to force the emergency room doctors to commit abortions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at an out-and-out frontal war against Christianity today. But listen, Jesus says, if they hated me first, they're going to hate you. Jesus says, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. So this is the reason we need to understand that the closer we get to the election date of November the 5th, we're going to find, in my most humble opinion, almost a complete darkening of any communication by cell phone, telephone, internet, emails, et cetera. All of our social media is right now on the fast track for being censored to prevent our communication to warn others and to challenge others and to encourage others to vote for that which would be godly and protecting our nation and our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, I am considering what God is saying and what God is doing, and I'm looking at a headline here says, states considering the bill allowing prosecution of libraries for obscene books. We're finding that absolutely destroying the morals, ethics, and values. Tony Perkins says, this president's done more to harm the faith, family, and freedom of any other president. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.1.